Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
To have New York baseball back where it belongs. Finally, all the talk. I feel like the last time I was this excited about both the Mets and the Yankees was preseason. Maybe February, maybe March. But finally, here we are. What the hell day is it? Oh, yeah, it's May 22nd. How can I forget? One of the great anniversaries in my life. Sorry, honey, but I loved him first, the day the Mets traded for Mike Piazza. More on that later. But I have not been this excited about both these two teams in a very long time. And, you know, there's differences between the two. We talked about this with the Yankees where you have to trust that the Yankees are going to figure it out at some point, even though we criticize Brian Cashman. And by the way, he welcomed it. He brought that on saying, come after him. I forget the exact word that he said, but may blame him. Well, we did. Convict me is what he was saying. Oh, convicted. Guilty. Didn't build the team good enough. Again. Anyway, we'll find out more about that in the postseason. But Cashman, while he did say that, said, don't count us out yet. And he was right. Do not count us out yet. And then after we saw the Yankees over this tough 14-game stretch, forget about what they did to the Reds, and you expect them to go out there. And now, look, you have to win the games, and they did just that. You expect them to go out there and beat the Reds, beat the A's. The Yankees have always done that. Beat the teams they're supposed to beat. But what they showed me against the Rays and the Blue Jays over that stretch of 2 weeks, that was enough to know that this is right now the best team in the American League. I don't care what the Rays record is. Rays were hot. They are as good as they can be right now going into that series. The first one at the Trop a couple weeks ago. And the Yankees were without Aaron Judge at that point and still showed the toughness that I thought separated them from a team like the Rays. Not to mention that they will be getting Judge back, which you saw the damage he could do when the series returned home in the Bronx for four games. You saw what happened in Toronto. So the Yankees are only going to get healthier. Now, look, if they don't, that's a totally different conversation. But they're only going to get healthier with Rodon eventually, like if he's a real dude. Finally get to see Ben Roethlisberger. I wasn't sure about him, but he looked pretty good. Hey, he exists. Look at that. Anyway, Rodon, Stanton coming back. And here's the other thing about the Yankees. You know that they are going to add. Brian Cashman does every single year. Is it the top guy that's out there? Maybe, maybe not. But he's going to add more than one piece. Like, I have full confidence the Yankees will add a legitimate arm in their bullpen. I have full confidence the Yankees, if needed at the time being, will add another starter. If needed, they will add another bat, whether it be to, you know, in left field, whether it be via the bench, whatever. They will add another bat. So Cashman was right when he said, don't count us out. And it only took a couple of weeks after that where things were looking very, very bleak. And the Yankees, remember, going into that Rays series, they were on the verge. They were in last place. They were on the verge. If they got swept in that series, they would have been looking at a 12-game deficit out of first place and 12 games back. That's a big deal. Excuse me, out of first place. 12 games out of first place, but in last place. That's a big deal. And yet, all they had to do was win a game, and they should have really won 2 out of 3 with the 6-0 lead before Cole blew it. But it showed me something, and then they built off of that, and now forget it. Now they're clicking on all cylinders. I really believe the Yankees are the best team in the American League right now, and maybe the best team in all of baseball, and they're going to get better. The big question is going to be, like it always is with them, is it going to be enough in October? Is Volpe, for example, going to be enough of a difference maker in October? Is Judge going to do what he has done in the regular season last year, this year, what he did in Toronto? Is he going to be able to do that in the postseason and carry his team to a World Series? I think he will. And then you look at the Mets on the other side of town where it was looking even worse because the Mets weren't as hurt. They weren't as injured as the Yankees were. There were no excuses. The Yankees had a bunch of excuses. Well, we're banged up. We're missing our best player. With the Mets, their lineup was basically their lineup. Outside of Omar Narvaez, and they may get him back soon, their lineup was full. It was whole. And they just weren't getting it done. And the rotation, you know, Scherzer has been here for the most part, just not very good. Verlander was out, obviously, over a month, but he started to come back, and the Mets still weren't winning games, getting swept in Detroit with Verlander and Scherzer both pitching in that series for the first time all year, back-to-back. So the Mets were losing to dreadful teams, looking like they were playing awful baseball, you know, getting picked off of the base paths, doing stupid things to beat themselves, all of the above. And it changes that quickly over the stretch of five games to where the Mets obviously have won five straight, where they do so in taking two out of three from the Rays when they were on the verge of losing another series to the Rays, to anybody, and down to their final out in the ninth inning. Before Alvarez hit that big home run, Alonso ends up winning it. Obviously, the Vientos two-run homer. You know, things changed for the Mets. And I'll get to this in a second, which is the key part of all this. Things changed for the Mets when they called up Vientos. He hit a big two-run homer in that game. They ended up winning that game off the bat of the youngsters with a couple of big home runs and then Alonso. So they had an influx of power, big home runs. And it kind of, you could tell that night, let them exhale. Buck, Alonso, whoever. There was an exhale there, a euphoric victory, best win of the year by far. They had to make it stick that next day. What did they do? They went out there and made it stick the next day with another good pitching performance. You know, that's the other thing, too. Kodai Senga, Tyler McGill, and obviously Scherzer and Verlander over the course of the weekend. But Friday night when they resume play after that two out of three against Tampa, they go out there, and even though Carrasco got lit up, as usual, stop me if you've heard this before, Carlos Carrasco got lit up. But then they go out there and use the bats. They pound They pound the Guardian pitching with their bats. And again, comeback fashion, showing signs of the team that won 101 games a year ago, looking like the old Mets, not the new Mets, the old Mets. And then, of course, the game gets washed out on Saturday, the double dip Sunday, which I was there for game one of that doubleheader, took my mom out for Mother's Day. Got there late, we got there 40 minutes early, didn't get a bobblehead. How is that even possible? 40 minutes early, I pull up there. Not that I care about the bobblehead, I was going to give it to my niece and nephew. Not that I'm above caring about bobbleheads, I used to love them, I just don't anymore. But I would have given it to my niece and nephew. Hey, it grows grass, look at that, Francisco Lindor, your new favorite player. Let's go to a Mets game together. Metsies. Anyway, didn't get there because I was only 40 minutes early. I guess you have to be there an hour and 40 minutes early to be able to get the bobblehead. Anyway, beautiful day. We get to watch Scherzer go out there and dominate. And again, the Mets bullpen, Ottavino stinks. See you, somebody get rid of him. I told you last week, trade him. But anyway, Ottavino, the weak link in that bullpen currently, gives up the lead. And the Mets come right back and answer back. And then the dominant performance from Verlander, Lindor with the timely hits. It was a perfect weekend for the Mets. And it has been a great 5 days. While the Yankees look like the best team in American League and maybe all of baseball, the Mets desperately needed a stretch here to turn this team around to get us believing in them, and more importantly, to get them believing in them. And now what you've seen here is a confident group that is the foundation of that starting rotation and can build from there. A nice mix of the, as they say, baby Mets. I hate that term, but Lindor brought it up, and it's going to become a thing here. The baby Mets to a certain extent. But more importantly, saving the best for last, the reason why the Mets have won five straight, the reason why what the Mets have done is impressive, the number one takeaway from this run, Lindor, Alonso, Marte, Scherzer, Verlander, their biggest stars. You can talk about Vientos, you can talk about Beatty and Alvarez, and I know everybody loves to talk about the youngsters. But it's about the veteran stars doing their job. Lindor came through huge. Obviously, Alonso has come through huge all year long with the home runs. And Marte starting to show some life, although he got picked off of first base, and that's unacceptable. Marte starting to show some life. Because without that, nothing else means anything. If the Mets don't get production from Lindor, top-notch production from Lindor, if they don't get production from Pete Alonso, if they don't get production from their all-star a year ago, one of their all-stars, Starling Marte a year ago, it doesn't matter. If they don't have Verlander and Scherzer dominating the way that they did yesterday, it doesn't matter. You could call up Vientos, you could call up Mauricio, I don't care who you call up. They aren't winning anything. So you have both teams now living up to the early season lofty expectations. Judge back, healthy. Bader back, made a huge difference. Yankees look like a different team right now. The best team in the American League, maybe in all of baseball. And the Mets finally getting things going. Whether it's that foundation of a starting rotation with Scherzer and Verlander and even throw in Kodai Senga, or that lineup and the top guys in the lineup with some contributions, of course, and some youthful energy with the baby Mets. And it has been fun to watch. 877-337-6666 is the number to call. I wanted to split it up a little, Mets-Yankees, because I don't want to divide us. We need to come together as a New York baseball fan base here. This is good. We get to watch Aaron Judge. We get to watch Pete Alonso. We get to watch Garrett Cole. And we get to watch Scherzer and Verlander. Throw in Severino, whoever else you want. This is New York. Should be nothing but the best. And we have two teams that were built to be the best. And finally are starting to look it. We got the Subway Series coming up in a couple of weeks. Finally, we can enjoy the start to the baseball season. Or not even the start to the baseball season. We can enjoy where we're at now near Memorial Day here. But things have picked up after 6 weeks or so, and season back on for the Mets. Same with the Yankees, where the season wasn't over, but at least you looked at that division, maybe thinking, I know a lot of fans think this. They may not admit it. You know, very few of us can actually go out there and say what we're thinking, whether it's right or wrong, whether you want to take the risk or not. But a lot of fans may have looked at the division leads for each team, with the Mets and Yankees being where they were in the standings in the AL East and the NL East, respectively, and said, you know what? Division over. Well, since then, the Yanks, and while you knew it was going to be postseason for the Yankees, you said, they're not going to be able to catch the Rays. Since then, a few weeks ago, the Yankees are now just 6 games back in the loss column, 5.5 overall in the Rays, and are in third place. So they have already climbed over both the Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. And 5.5 game deficit, and then we're not even at Memorial Day, you know what that is? That's nothing. It's nothing. The Mets, while many of us, including myself, said the NL East was over, yet again, I know, I don't learn. You look at the standings now, the Mets are just 5 games back of the Braves. Again, 6 in the loss column, only 4 wins behind the red-hot, unbeatable, never-lose Atlanta Braves. 5 games, you know what that is? Much like Carmelo's career with the Knicks. Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. 5 games back. The division race in both leagues. Back on. And I'm here to talk about it with you till midnight, 877-337-6666. We'll get into other stuff, of course, throughout the course of the night, like Carmelo and the number retirement, potentially. I thought he was already retired. When did Carmelo retire? Today he retired? I thought he was already retired. What are we getting into that for? Well, we'll get into that a little bit later on, but we start with the baseball, 877-337-6666. Just getting started going to midnight. It's Sal Licata on the Fan.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.